Does the name Victor Lindau ring a bell? It doesn't with me. I had to look it up. Victor Lindau was an American radio personality from 1936 through 1953. On his radio show about health and nutrition, he's the one who popularized the phrase, "You are what you eat." He was also the title of a book that he published in 1940. But he wasn't the originator of that phrase. The origin and truth of that statement goes back much further, much deeper. In 1863, for instance, the German philosopher Ludwig Feuerbach said, "Man is what he eats." And even before him, an 18th century French gastronome named Savarin said, "Tell me what you eat and I'll tell you what you are." But before that, a first century Jew named Jesus said along those same lines, "Eat perishable food and you will die. Eat food that endures and you will have eternal life." Or words to that effect. In other words, what we take in, the way in which we nourish ourselves, determines our health and well-being, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. Ultimately, it determines whether we are alive or dead. "You are what you eat" is not simply about the food on our plates. It is a deeply religious idea. Hunger is not merely a physical condition. Hunger is first of all a spiritual state, and at its deepest reality, it's a hunger for God. St. Augustine famously said, "You have made for yourselves, O Lord, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." So there exists between God and humanity this mutual longing and desire, hunger for one another. Humanity was created to be hungry, and then God offers to satisfy that hunger with, as we say, the bread come down from heaven. That is the bread that endures. That is the bread that gives life to the world. It is this bread of life, embodied in the person, the mission, the teachings of Jesus. We take him into ourselves in order that we might become like him. After all, we are what we eat. Sometimes, however, we settle for the illusion of being full rather than seeking the reality of the divine present, real satisfaction. And that is what the crowd in today's gospel is seeking. Like them, we often search for food that perishes instead of food that endures. Just one day ago, they ate their fill of bread and fish. 5 loaves and 2 fish filled 5,000 people. And so today they're back for more. They ate the fish and the bread, but they missed the divine presence so abundantly before them. "Do not work for the food that perishes," Jesus tells them, "but for food that endures to eternal life." Unless they change their appetite, they will return again tomorrow, empty, the day after, and the day after that. Every day, we choose the food we will eat. Every day, we choose the food we will feed others, our friends, our families, those in need, strangers, our enemies, the world. Yes, even the church. This choice is not a simple process. There seems to be something in us that wants both the bread that endures and the bread that perishes. It perishes the bread of fear and sorrow and loss, of resentment and self-doubt, of regret and power and control. In all honesty, I know there have been times, and I would have liked to grab a loaf of anger, bread of anger, and go whack someone. But there are times when I have sat alone, eating the bread of self-pity, and I know this, that food has left me emptier than before. So the battle goes on within us. The battle for our between our hunger for food that endures and our hunger for food that perishes. It truly is a matter of life and death. You may have heard this parable from a Native American tradition, but I'll say it, tell you that again. It summarizes well this battle and its significance that goes on within us. An old Cherokee chief was teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he told the boy. "It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger and envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, superiority, self-doubt, ego. The other wolf is good. He is joy and peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, truth, compassion, faith. This same fight is going on inside of you and everyone else." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" And the old chief simply replied, "The one that you feed." Amen.